理课堂听 class.com
Chapter 3 Cat, Caught, Cut. After laying our foundation with intonation and liaisons, here we finally begin to refine your pronunciation. We're now going to work on the differences between ah, and as well as o, a, and e. Let's start out with the ah sound. The ah sound. Although not a common sound, ah is very distinctive to the ear and is typically American. In the practice paragraph in exercise 3-2, this sound occurs 5 times. As its phonetic symbol indicates, ah is a combination of ah and eh. To pronounce it, drop your jaw down as if you're going to say ah. Then from that position, try to say eh. The final sound is not two separate vowels, but rather the end result of the combination. It's very close to the sound that a goat makes, meh. Try it a few times now. Ah, ah. Ah, ah. If you find yourself getting too nasal with ah, pinch your nose as you say it. If cat turns into can't, you need to pull the sound out of your nose and down into your throat. The ah sound. The ah sound occurs a little more frequently. You'll find 10 such sounds in the exercise. To pronounce ah, relax your tongue and drop your jaw as far down as it'll go. As a matter of fact, put your hand under your chin and say ma, pa, ta, sa. Your hand should be pushed down by your jaw as it opens. Remember, it's the sound that you make when the doctor wants to see your throat, so open it up and drop your jaw. The schwa sound. Last is the schwa, the most common sound in American English. When you work on exercise 3-2, depending on how fast you speak, how smoothly you make liaisons, how strong your intonation is, and how much you relax your sounds, you'll find from 50 to 75 schwas. Spelling doesn't help identify it because it can appear as any one of the vowels or a combination of them. It's a neutral vowel sound, It's usually in an unstressed syllable, though it can be stressed as well. Whenever you find a vowel that can be crossed out and its absence wouldn't change the pronunciation of the word, you've probably found a schwa. Photography. The two apostrophes show the location of the neutral vowel sounds. Because it's so common, however, the wrong pronunciation of this one little sound can leave your speech strongly accented, even if you Americanized everything else.